Hello, busy show on the Sean for Breakfast show today. I spoke to Jake Deitch. I did other things. I spoke at this really exciting announcement for Conningup with the community centre set to receive an upgrade. I talked about the Esperance Motor Hotel. The truth will come out in this catch-up, as well as, really importantly, this climate change protest that the kids are getting involved with. Give me a spell. We did some sport talking as well. Looking forward to it. Enjoy the catch-up.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M, and we love all the residents around Esperance and all the surrounding regions, from Ravensthorpe to the Salmon Gums, including our friends from Conningup to the east. And there's a very exciting development which is approaching soon, which needs some funding. To talk to me about it, I have Ted Young in studio. So I'm not quite sure of your title here, Ted, but you said you'd explain it to me over the radio. So what are you, and tell us a bit about this project.
We've got a committee of about 15 people that are preparing a proposal to redevelop sporting facilities down at the Conningup Community Centre, which would include bowls and tennis particularly, and a few other projects that I might talk about in a minute.
Because basically at the moment, all of that situated at the country club, they're a bit tired and they just need a bit of not just a revamp, but also a relocation closer to town.
Yeah, that's correct. The country club was bowls, tennis and golf, and unfortunately golf's no longer very active. Tennis has been struggling a bit in recent times, mainly because the courts there are no longer very good. Yeah. And bowls had to replace the turf green 10 years or so ago with carpet, and it's now due to be redone.
Just a bit knackered.
Yeah. So we thought the bowling club and tennis club really feel that we'd be a lot more visible and attract a lot more people to our clubs if we were all down at the community centre.
So yeah, that's pretty good. So you obviously get the new tennis courts, you get the new lawn bowls greens as well, but there's more to the project, which will basically make the community centre a lot more accessible and just upgraded in general.
That's correct. The kitchen's been long overdue for a major overhaul. An outdoor barbecue area somewhere that's reasonably convenient for everyone to use.
Good for entertaining.
That's the plan, yes. And one of the other projects is that we want to make our 24-hour overnight camping area a bit more user-friendly, and we're expecting to put some ablutions over there. And the idea is to put some signage up there and encourage people that are just camping overnight to perhaps stay a little longer and see a bit more of the Conningup area, and maybe go and have a drink and a meal at the hotel, at the tavern.
I was going to say, obviously Conningup has got a very proud community, and just an upgrade to this facility would be great for the town, just something that's new and a new hub. What stage is it at the moment? So I know there's obviously some plans, but these haven't been set in stone. What else do you guys need? What else are you working towards?
Oh, well, this Saturday at the Woolfair, we've got a fairly fancy display, I believe. I haven't seen
how
it all
fancy,
yet.
How fancy are we talking here? Diamonds and gold and everything? Or?
No, I don't think of anything like that. There'll be some handout flyers. Hopefully people will get around and have a good look and maybe make a few comments. And following that, we'll be sort of moving into our grants application process, and obviously our community fundraising efforts will start in earnest.
Yeah, look, it's a great project. So new tennis courts, new lawn bowls, greens, as well as much, much more for that community centre. Hopefully we can build up Conningup and get a bit back to a nice and energetic place.
Well, thank you very much for your enthusiasm. And and I'd urge everyone to get along tomorrow, not only for the PNC wool fair, but also to have a look at our display and ask a few of our committee members how we're going about it.
Yeah, excellent. I've been speaking to Ted Young. I didn't even get his title off him, but he's obviously involved in the redevelopment of the Conningup Community Centre. Thanks so much, mate.
Thank you.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
Going for Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M, and a huge weekend. There's a lot happening, especially on the musical front. At the Canary Arts Centre, there's a couple big things happening. It's Volume 2 of the WA's Finest event. One of the organisers, or basically the only organiser, is Kaiser. He joins me on the line. Kaiser, how are you going?
Yeah, fantastic, Sean.
Yeah, you're pretty excited for the second edition coming up?
Yeah, super pumped, mate. Eh? It should be a really cool workshop and live gig. Should be great.
John Ratcliffe, or Ratty, he's a great man. Laura Pete, they are Esperance locals. Then we've got Chris Nelson from Albany and Tanya Ransom, who I spoke to yesterday. She's from Broome. What a great lineup.
Yeah, man, just a real nice contrast of styles. Great musos all round. It'll be good to see Ratty back as well. Yeah, everyone should be fantastic.
Well, so, and Ratty as well, correct me if I'm wrong, he's been working on some ukulele numbers?
Yeah, he has done. Hopefully he'll crack a couple out. I heard a really good acoustic one on the uke recently. So, yeah, hopefully he's got it ready to go.
So this is a semi-club 75 or a 75-ticketed event, which is great. It's really exclusive. It's very intimate, the setting. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's only $20 for a ticket, which is just ludicrous how cheap that is. But before that, if you're a budding young muso, there's also a workshop that Chris Nelson and Tanya Rantz will be hosting.
Yeah, that's right. It's on Saturday at the Canary Arts Centre, 2 to 3.30pm. Chris and Tanya co-hosting a workshop on songwriting and pre-production. You know, I mean, that'll cover songwriting itself and then what you would do to prepare in the lead-up to recording. So should be really, really interesting. It's free to attend. All welcome, no ages. Really just need to bring a notebook and paper and whatever. So love to see some crew down to that.
So the songwriting aspect of it, which I was speaking to Tanya about yesterday, is really fascinating because everyone has their own method, but it's also useful to know what other people do so you can either accommodate that in your own style or perhaps you can completely overhaul your way and then move on to something else. She's very into it, so she's a really good resource for aspirants to have.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the workshops I've attended in the past, every single one, I'll take something from it, whether it changes the way I look at certain aspect of songwriting, just to be able to pick up these little bits of valuable information or valuable direction from people that have been doing it for so long. Tanya and Chris will do a great job for sure.
Yeah, and it is interesting because, I mean, let's face it, songwriting is probably the most important bit, but it's just as, well, almost just as important to know what you're doing as you get into the studio, because if you can't record it, then you're not doing it justice, then you won't take off either.
Yeah, that's right. The pre-production side of things, a lot of amateur musicians or just developing musicians, it's probably not something they've considered a great deal. And to go into a studio and record can take a lot of time and become quite costly. So having a good understanding of pre-production and just being prepared to take that next step can save people a lot of time and just to get it really sweet as.
Well, you convinced me. Saturday around lunchtime, you heard it there, 2 o'clock, get down to the Cannery for this great workshop. And then that night, there's only 75 tickets, so got to get in quickly. It's the very exclusive, very great WA's Finest Volume 2. Kaiser's one of the organisers. If you want to get tickets, Kaiser, kaiserpresents.com, something like that.
Yeah, Kaiser Presents or the Cannery Arts Centre. Tickets available through both of those. And just a quick shout out to Dudley Newton Optometrists, Elders Insurance and Alpha for their support of the series ongoing.
It wouldn't be free workshops without their support. You've been listening to Kaiser. He's from Kaiser Presents. He's also a local musician from Grand Casual. Kaiser, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Cheers, Sean. Thank you. Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M, and I've got one of the Esperance Express employees in studio. He is a journalist about town. His name is Jake Deitch. And Jake, I don't think we've had you in studio for weeks, months even.
I think at least a whole month.
Wow. Have you missed it? Have you missed coming on the radio?
I missed you very much.
Let's talk about the news of the week. So we'll start off at the Esperance Courts, the Esperance Magistrate. A teenager looks like he's going to be jailed.
Yes, a 19-year-old Esperance man has been jailed for 6 months and one day on Tuesday.
6 months and one day.
Yes, which is the minimum sentence for reckless driving to escape police pursuit, which is one of the charges that he was sentenced for.
So what happened?
So it occurred on December 14, just past midday. He was driving with a male passenger on Pink Lake Road. Police saw him speeding, not a huge speeding. It was only about 10 k's over the limit. Yeah. So they've turned on their lights and he hasn't stopped for them. So they've turned on their sirens and then he's ended up driving through various streets, past a primary school at very high speeds, driving on the wrong side of the road at certain points, mounting the curb, and he's eventually essentially come to his senses and stopped on Dempster Street.
Look, obviously, we don't know the circumstances. We weren't in the car, but it sounds bizarre. The fact that he was barely breaking the law with a 10 kilometre per hour speeding, were there drugs involved or drinking involved?
He had possessed a small amount of cannabis. Okay. He also was had cannabis in his system, and his licence was suspended. Even with all those elements, his reckless driving took it to quite a new level. The magistrate took into account his young age, his early plea of guilty. His lawyer indicated that he has good prospects for the future, so he's got that minimum sentence.
Well, obviously, it just shows how one bad decision could possibly affect the rest of your life. I hope the kid's all right. I hope he comes out rehabilitated and can find a job and get his life back on track. Jake, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Depeche Mode, just can't get enough on Sean for breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. We're approaching 10 minutes past 8. And the big news today is that thousands of school children across the nation will strike. They will leave the classrooms and protest against climate change in action. And I wonder, on 132710, give me a call, is your child or are your children participating in this? What do you think about it? Do you think the kids should be staying in school, or perhaps you love they're getting out there and protesting something that they believe in? This is the conversation on Channel 7 Sunrise this morning.
I think it's actually a really good thing they're doing it. They have to do it in school time because they need to get noticed, and on a Saturday they wouldn't. And it's really important that we do take notice of young people who are going to have to deal with the consequences of our poor response to the threat of climate change. It makes me feel terrible when I look at my grandchildren that I am not leaving them a planet in as good a state as my grandparents left to me. Mm. And if we can't fix it and we're at best dithering and at worst still denying there's a problem, then I think good on the kids. I'm glad they're doing it all around the world. I hope it makes us sit up and take notice. And anyone who punishes them, well, if they get punished, good on them, because then they're sacrificing something for their principles. Yeah. And that's a really important thing to be prepared to do. Good on every single one of them.
Very strong words spoken on Channel 7 Sunrise this morning. Kids across the nation will be protesting against climate change in action. They'll be leaving school to do so. And I've got some thoughts on this matter. My personal opinion, and I'm not sure if I'm right here, is that protesting in general doesn't work. I think instead of using your energy and time going to these protests and marching and making these banners and shouting, I think you'd much rather be going behind the scenes and starting a campaign of education, going in groups to the people that matter, so the government, so these other bigger companies who are contributing to climate change. I think it's best to go to them and educate them privately. That's the best way to get things done. A protest out in the open only galvanizes you against the naysayers. Instead of going to them and communicating, you're basically saying, this is our point and you should hear us, instead of starting a dialogue. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, what do I know? What I do know, though, is that if I was in school at the moment, whether I believed in climate change or not, I would 100% be walking off school to protest. I might be a massive fossil fuels advocate, and I'd still leave school if I got given the chance. So I think it's a bit of a funny one, especially when you're considering the kids in school. They could have done it on a Saturday. I know it wouldn't have been the same reaction, perhaps, but still, you can make a big ruckus on a Saturday as well. Do it in someone else's time. You should be at school learning, kids. This is Joe Cocker. Up next, the truth behind the Esperance Motor Hotel. I'll give it to you shortly.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Joe Cocker, she came in through the bathroom window. Creepy. On Sean for breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M. And I broke the news earlier this week, the Esperance Motor Hotel would be closing down indefinitely in April. I couldn't give the details as to why it was closing down. Now I have come across some information from an anonymous source that has given me the details, basically. And it's asbestos in the roof of the hotel, and the fact it hasn't been removed despite the orders of WorkSafe, which means the pub will be closed down indefinitely. Basically, the timeline of events, WorkSafe didn't inspection March 2017 and ordered an asbestos audit to be done, which confirmed that there was friable asbestos in the building. That gave the pub until 2018, the end of 2018, December 7th, so over a year and a half to remove that asbestos. Of course, the pub didn't. They got an extension from that December date to March 31, 2019 to get the job done. And again, no money was sunk into the pub by the owners. It wasn't removed, and now it has been closed down. Removing the asbestos has been an ongoing issue for almost 10 to 15 years now. The Esperance Shire were aware of it and have requested the pub to get rid of it. There was a lot of asbestos removed in the area because back in the day, asbestos was very popular. The pub was one of the few places not to get to the issue. There is a slight concern for patrons that have been there and for workers that have worked there that they may be at a health risk because of the asbestos. This risk is incredibly low, but I thought it was in the public interest to know that, yes, there was asbestos there in the pub. This is confidential information. It's very important, I think, for everyone to know about it. Let's celebrate the Esperance Motor Hotel. Until this asbestos is removed, it won't open again. So let's celebrate it and let's hope that there is some money thrown at it to fix it up. If you have any memories of the Motor Hotel from back of the day, photos of that great horseshoe bar or any information about its heritage, please get in contact with the Triple M Show. You can either come visit me at William Street, just opposite McDonald's there. Otherwise, get in contact on the phone lines. You'll be able to find it on Facebook or through your Google. We'll go on to a break now. Very soon, we're going to have some music for you because that's what we do. We're a music station. We've got Noiseworks and Fleetwood Mac coming up for you on Triple M next.
Sean for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
Have a good weekend. Catch you at the Condi Fair on Saturday, the Cannery Saturday night, or the Esperance Motor Hotel as well for Bottom of the Barrel on Saturday night as well. It's going to be a big one. Bye. Oh, message. What was that? Oh, yeah. Oh, another one. Bye.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.